USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer says that more interim results from its ongoing coronavirus vaccine study suggests the shots are 95% effective and that the vaccine protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. Earlier this week, Moderna announced that its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective after its late-stage study. U.S. officials have said they hope to have about 20 million vaccine doses each from Moderna and Pfizer available for distribution around Christmas. Operation Warp Speed's first shots will be offered to frontline groups like medical and nursing home workers and people with serious health conditions. According to a new Reuters poll conducted this week, 52% of all Republicans believe President Donald Trump rightfully won the U.S. election, but that it was stolen from him by widespread voter fraud that favored Democrat Joe Biden. The Reuters poll was conducted nationwide with 1,346 participants, slightly favoring the Democrats. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
In a 2-2 vote, the Wayne County Board of Canvassers in Michigan voted to block the county's election results because of voter irregularities. Michigan Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson said bookkeeping errors are par for the course and quite common in all elections. After Governor Gretchen Whitmer condemned the vote, saying they were playing partisan politics, the two no votes flipped to yes under one condition: the state of Michigan do a full audit of the November 3rd election. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court reversed a ruling that allowed Trump campaign observers to get within 6 feet of the ballot counting process. The court ruled Tuesday that the state's election code does not specify how close poll watchers are allowed to get to canvassing processors and that county election officials have the discretion in setting the limit. The Trump campaign has filed another lawsuit in Nevada. Their claim is a Clark County signature verifying machine did not work. Also, roughly 15,000 voters that moved out of state voted by mail-in ballot and in the state they moved to. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
As the military continues to lower troop levels in the Middle East, the mission does not change. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives. Moreover, this decision by the President is based on continuous engagement with his National Security Cabinet over the past several months.
But some don't agree with the drawdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a precipitous withdrawal would be a mistake.
I think it's extremely important here in the next couple of months not to have any earth-shaking changes with regard to defense and foreign policy. I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nicaraguan officials are reporting Iota is considered the strongest hurricane in history to hit Nicaragua and has taken six lives in the Central American country. Iota made landfall Tuesday as a Category 4 hurricane with heavy rains, damaging winds, flooding, landslides. Now a tropical storm, Iota is nearing Honduras. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.